Yep. No, I agree. I seriously, I'm still thinking about buying the very last, you know, the biggest, baddest, very last Intel MacBook that I can get my hands on. And, you know, that'll buy me another decade probably at the way I compute. And that would be, you know, that, I would, with that I'd be able to do just about anything I want. And then on the other hand, I can just take this one I got, convert it over to a, you know, to a programming machine, and that could just be my portable machine to program in the field, then I don't need to. So I don't know. There's a lot of ways. I just don't feel like carrying a bunch around. You know, this thing is perfectly fine when I'm sitting in a coffee shop, web browsing, attending a meeting or something like that. It's perfectly adequate. So, you know, I figure one that's seven, eight years newer and a lot bulkier, you know, more memory and hard drive and all that, flash drive, be even better. I probably would be fine for quite some time. Ah, oh well, you know the dilemma. So, bottom line is I really don't need a, you know, I've got one, two, three work laptops, one, my MacBook Pro, which still goes with me everywhere I go, handles, it's an internet appliance, basically, does some streaming for me, that's about all it does anymore. But, yeah, it's four. The last thing I need to do is add a fifth.